PM. And this is a emergency meeting for the city and borough of Wrangell, Alaska. Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Sure. Assembly members DeLong?
Here.
Decker? Powell?
Here.
Gilbert?
Here.
Morrison?
Here.
And Mayor Pasanka?
Here. Kim, do we have anyone to be heard under persons to be heard?
Yes. The first person I have under persons to be heard is Bruce Jessup.
Mr. Jessup, are you on the line? Kim, I'm fearful that Mr. Jessup may be one of the dial-in numbers and we have the forced mute on. Can we please
From the phone, Mr. Mayor, you have to push *6 for anybody listening on the phone.
Mr. Jessup, if you push *6, you should be able to get on the line.
Phone number does not, it doesn't match the numbers that are online.
Okay, maybe what we'll do, Kim, is I will revisit Mr. Jessup. Do you have somebody else under persons to be heard?
I have Penny Allen sent in a statement that she wanted me to read.
Sounds good. Would you go ahead, please, and read that into the record?
Sure. From Penny Allen, resident, regarding travel into Wrangell, I feel the state is doing a good job of setting guidelines, which includes requiring testing at airports, and Wrangell should follow in line with the state without more strict requirements. Wrangell is as prepared as we are going to be to handle COVID cases. And the hospital is doing a great job testing where needed. We know we are going to get COVID at some point and it will vary in numbers of positive cases. Prolonging the inevitable is only going to hurt the economy more. If the argument for extending quarantine in hopes we will have a vaccine by then, it would need to be extended for at least a few years, not just October. It takes several years for a vaccine to be ready to distribute to the public, and I don't think anyone wants to wait that long. I am against the extension into October and against any requirement more strict than what the state mandates. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Allen, for that statement. Mr. Jessup, are you on the line yet? And again, if you're on a phone, please push *6 to unmute yourself. Kim, do you have anybody else for persons to be heard?
I do not have anybody else for persons to be heard. If you'd like, as the assembly moves forward to go into the action item, I can mute myself and call Mr. Jessup.
Certainly, if you're willing to do that, that'd be great. I just would like to make sure that anybody who wants to be heard can be. So that'd be great, Kim. Thank you. Moving on to item four, okay. Then. And Kim, sorry, just to confirm, there is nobody else for person to be heard?
That is correct.
Thank you. Item four, conflict of interest. Does anybody have a conflict of interest to declare? And I'm not seeing anyone. Item five, new business. A, emergency ordinance number 978 of the city and borough of Wrangell, Alaska, ordering people to quarantine for 14 days when traveling into the city and borough of Wrangell from another state or country, unless proof of negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours is provided to the city and borough of Wrangell.
Move to approve emergency ordinance number 978. This is Patty.
And I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion. Lisa, do you want to give us an administrative report on that to start with, please?
Certainly, Mr. Mayor. So on Friday of last week, there was a meeting with a handful of mayors and city administrators invited and put together by AML with the governor and Dr. Zink and Commissioner Krum. And the purpose of that call was to let us know that the governor was going to be extending the time frame for the 14-day quarantine for people traveling interstate into Alaska through June 5th. But on June 5th, that would change and that the interstate quarantine requirement would be lifting with certain testing parameters in place. Those test parameters require that an individual get tested no less than 72 hours prior to, no further away, from their departure of 72 hours prior to coming to the state. And if they can't or don't get tested before they leave their place of their place of origin, they can get tested upon landing in Alaska and then isolate and await test results and then go on about their business so long as they're negative. If you pre-test outside of the state, you obviously have to have a negative result in order to travel. And so there were some concerns raised because initially the state was going to roll this out in what they thought were the five entry points to Alaska by air, which is Ketchikan, Sitka, Juneau, Anchorage, and Fairbanks. And it soon became apparent that there are a number of other ports of entry, at least initially, Wrangell and Petersburg were considered because you can board in Seattle and come up on 65 without deplaning and end up in Wrangell or Petersburg as an entry point. There are other locations as well, Yakutat and Cordova and Gustavus actually are all places that are you can access. And frankly, going through Anchorage, you can not leave security and transfer from a jet where you've come up from the lower 48 and get out to any one of a number of places that Alaska Airlines flies to, like Nome or Kotzebue or Bethel or Ukiagvik or a number of these places without leaving the terminal security. So there are obviously some concerns. So on the call with the governor and his team on Friday was the mayor of Ketchikan, both mayors of Ketchikan, the mayor of Fairbanks, the mayor of Sitka, the mayor of Juneau, and our mayor was invited, but Steve was unable to attend because he had other business. I was on the line, as were a number of other managers. And we talked through some issues. Specifically, the state had indicated that they are going to provide contract workers in the major airports to test, to receive proof paperwork that people either were tested or to administer tests or work through the testing protocol when someone arrives in the airport in one of these destinations. And so the question came up, how is that going to work in places like Wrangell or Petersburg? And so I said, are you considering contracting with Search for this? And because the other thing that Dr. Zink had said is in these major areas, test results can be received within 24 hours, the PCR test results, that's the swab. I think, well, that's not the case. It's a 3 to 8 day turnaround here in Wrangell. And so I offered, you know, have you considered contracting with Search? And we do have the Abbott rapid test capability of our community. And Dr. Zink responded that that's what was being considered. She also indicated on Friday that individuals were being assigned from the Department of Health to reach out to all of these different communities to set up, start establishing the parameters for testing and those things. I also indicated on the call that although we were in the process of setting up an alternate isolation site, that was not set up yet. And they were very appreciative that we were ahead of this and we're providing a spot here in Wrangell. And then I also asked about enforcement. What if somebody says, you know, we don't want to do this? And the indication is that they really want to do this through education and make sure that people are doing the right thing because they know it's the right thing to do. And so enforcement really is not something, harsh enforcement or forced enforcement is not something that's going to take place. So trying to work through all the issues, by noon yesterday, we had received no contact in our community. The contact was supposed to be coming through the EOC. There was nothing with the EOC. The hospital hadn't received any communication with Letha, the hospital CEO, and the medical clinic director, Carly Allen. yesterday to talk to them about this, asked them if they had been advised that this was something that could be coming down the line. Did they have enough testing capability to do this? And could they provide these services? They had a number of different concerns, and so they decided to run those things up their line, not the least of which was a lack of testing materials. So after explaining this to the mayor asked me to send an email, which I did, to Commissioner Crum and requested a meeting with Commissioner Crum and Dr. Zink, saying, we really need to get things in place. We have to have a testing protocol in place in Wrangell, and we need to make sure that our alternate isolation site is set up before things break loose on Friday. And so please get in touch with us to have an emergency meeting. No response whatsoever from the state. Zippo. Still to this, now I haven't looked at my email in the last couple hours because I've been in budget meetings, but no response from the state. The hospital ended up in a meeting at noon today with members, it was search. I don't know if it was search network wide, but it was search folks and Wrangell Medical Center. And thankfully the hospital CEO got in touch with the mayor and me and asked what questions we'd like asked. And the first thing I asked her to ask is, when is the state going to be meeting with the borough to hash through some of these issues? And Letha also mentioned what Sitka had done. Sitka held an emergency meeting this morning and requested assistance from the state, and the city and borough of Sitka is moving forward, hiring up to 12 greeters to assist with testing at their airports as flights come in. And the question was asked, is that something we could do here? So based on the meeting at noon, the hospital was able to ask the state to schedule another meeting. So we do have a meeting scheduled with us and the hospital and the state tomorrow at noon. But as of this morning, we still really had crickets. And so at that point, the mayor asked if we could bring forward this emergency ordinance in preparation for us not having anything in place. And the other thing that I will add, the clerk had a call this afternoon from a concerned citizen who said, we have a relative who's planned to come up, called their local clinic to find out about getting a test and was told, I'm sorry, there's no testing available if you're asymptomatic. So in some places, we're obviously at the mercy of their testing policies. And so people may not even be able to get tests if they try or want to ahead of time. So making sure that testing is available upon landing here in Wrangell is extremely important. So again, this morning in an attempt to be preemptive, we got this ordinance moving because we had no idea if the state was going to get in contact with us in time to put testing protocols in place for things to open up on Friday. And so this is a preventative measure in case that happens to keep folks from being able to come into Wrangell but requiring that they do a 14-day quarantine if there is no testing available here and prior to them arriving. So that's what this preventative measure is in case we need it. And with that, I'll let the mayor speak to this issue further.
Okay, thank you. I'm gonna make a couple of general statements for the assembly to understand the level of frustration that has gone on for the EOC and for Letha and I with the state. They have been non-responsive in so many different occasions where we needed an answer to something. We had asked no less than, I think it was 7-8 times for the plan, for the fish plant, and never received a response. As a matter of fact, our radio reporter was given the plan here recently after a FOIA request to the state from one of her colleagues on a bulk request. But we know that the plan that was sent down was so old and out of date that it doesn't even, doesn't count. But I wrote a letter regarding our capacity issues to the state over 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago now, Letha. And she's nodding yes, so I both will go with three.
Yes, yes.
And we were told at that time that they would be getting back to us right away with answers. Still nothing, not a word. On Friday, I have it under good authority that at 10 o'clock in the morning, they were meeting with the airlines discussing this plan. They had weeks to work this out and they were discussing it Friday morning with the airlines. They discussed it with in this mayor's meeting, which I don't believe that this was what it was supposed to be about, the mayor's meeting, because it didn't make sense, the mayors that they had in there, but, and it had been pre-scheduled, but the mayor of Petersburg wasn't invited to that meeting. As a matter of fact, when I contacted the mayor of Petersburg today, he didn't know anything about this. State hadn't been in contact with anyone. They knew nothing. No one knew a thing. Last night, 50 people showed up from out of state into Gus Davis, wanting to know if they could get tested at the search lab or the search clinic, which is a tiny little outpost clinic. They didn't include 64 or 65 in any of their planning, completely missed that could be a thing. Tell people to get tested in states that don't offer asymptomatic testing. And of course, the irony here is, folks, that search doesn't offer asymptomatic testing to our residents either. So that's not even something that's available to folks here. When zero consultation with the communities. And finally, the final insult here to me is that they contact a business in our town, and the business is Search, and make plans on how the city is going to respond to this with the business and send messages through the business to the municipality saying, hire a couple of people and get them out to the airport and they can take these tests and do this and do that. But they've left us vulnerable again. There's no mandate to this. This is you do this if you want to do this. Yet the kid that comes up for fishing at the plant is mandated to do a quarantine and testing. They're mandated. They have to do that. But if you're coming up as Joe Tourist, there's no mandate whatsoever. And it just makes no sense to me. At the very least, they could have said, you have to do a test and you have to wait till you have your results. This thing has been so poorly rolled out. At one point they said, you have to wait in the terminal till you get your test results. Well, that's 2 or 3 days in Wrangell. So obviously nobody put any thought into that. We've really busted our humps to try to be accommodating and to really try and make things work. But when the state comes up with such a horrible plan as what they've just come up with, that in the end of the day, anyone can roll through this community with zero testing. As a matter of fact, Lisa reported to me that the mayor of Juneau reported that their compliance with just the paperwork, simple paperwork, please tell us where you came from, please tell us where you're going to be staying. Give us your phone number so we can call you if you got infected on the, if we find somebody who was on the plane and was infected. They're down below 50% compliance on their paperwork. People are writing on the paperwork, F you, where are you going? To the bathroom. So it's not like this is working. And I keep feeling like the administration talks about the wonderful communications with the municipalities. I don't see it. Dr. Zink talks about keeping your bubble small. I don't see it. She talks about wearing a mask and hanging out with your crew and stick with your posse. I don't see it. It's a fantasy. And now we're seeing our numbers go up. And I've heard over and over again in these meetings I sit through, it's all data driven. Everything comes down to data. Well, we start to see it go up. And what do they say? Don't worry, it's fine. We expected this to happen. Well, at what point are they going to say, well, this is maybe more than we expected? So all I really believe that this measure does, and although the city manager called it preventative, I'm calling it that we want to mandate people to have the darn test so we know that they, at that point in time, and I know it's not 100%, but it's better than nothing. At that point in time, they're coming into our community, and we know that they didn't have a viral load high enough to trigger the test at that point in time. But without any kind of us putting in something to say, no, you can't be here unless you follow these basic parameters that the governor has put in place. We're wide open. It's wide open. Anybody can come through, except ironically, again, for people in the fisheries or somebody who works for AT&T. Everybody else, it's just wide open. I think the last thing that I want to say on this is that we keep being told, give us a call if you guys want to do anything additional. Just give us a call. We're dealing with the alligators closest to the boat, but give us a call. All these little catchphrases they keep throwing out at me, and I'm sick of them. And the reality is the alligator is in the boat. It's in our boat. It's not in their boat. It's in our boat. We've got an alligator in here, and they're not doing anything about it. And we keep calling, and there is nobody on the other end of the line. And at some point, I believe that we as a community and an assembly have to stand tall and say, if you don't like the way we're doing it, give us a call. You guys give us a call and let us know what you think. And we promise we'll pick up. We promise we'll return your emails, and we promise we'll be responsive to you, even though we didn't have that given to us as we've been reaching out, and in some cases quite desperate for help. So am I frustrated? You have no idea. And this is one of many issues that we've been dealing with the state on that has not been in any way adequate. So with that, I'll look for some blue hands here. Kim, do you want to read? David, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get Kim to read an email that was sent by Assembly Member Decker into the record. And then, David, we'll get you up next, okay?
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And this is from Assembly Member Decker. Mayor and Assembly, she apologizes that she's out of town, but she has a few comments about the ordinance for consideration. Number one, she said effective date shortened. I support her. She said resolution, but she means ordinance. But for a shortened time period, I believe requiring the ordinance to be either extended, revised, or rescinded by July 1st will protect the city during this period of reopening until we have more data about the number of cases found under reopening. However, as we learn more during these uncharted times, we should also be continuously revisiting our decisions to make sure they are appropriately given new info. Number two, define approved plan. As we know, the state has been reviewing health plans submitted, but may not have reviewed and approved or revised all plans submitted to date. The state allows us to continue operations while those plans are under review and while following these plans. Would the city allow the same? Number three, what if a critical infrastructure employee or non-critical infrastructure person entered Alaska at a different city, which didn't have a quarantine, stayed in that community for some time less than 14 days and traveled to Wrangell? What are the expectations given that circumstance? And finally, action until Thursday for public input. I think this action should allow for more public notice. As I understand, the state won't lift the interstate travel restrictions until Friday. If the assembly discuss the ordinance tonight, but postpone action until Thursday, that would allow for more community input. And that was it.
Thank you, Kim.
You're welcome.
Just for a point of clarification off Assembly Member Decker's comments, this is not discussing critical infrastructure workforce in any way. As a matter of fact, the only thing that we're asking for is that it is on par. Am I correct on that, Lisa?
Mr. Mayor, actually, Section 3 is written to say that critical workforce infrastructure may avoid the municipal quarantine requirement for its employees during work hours only by submitting the approved plan to the city and Borough of Wrangell clerk's office. So it's slightly different than what the state mandate is.
Okay. David?
And I'm sorry, if I could just follow up very quickly. The attorney drafted this for us and we got it out as soon as it was drafted, given the lateness of the hour. So we did not edit this for content.
David?
So I have a couple things to say about this. I want to protect our community now, but I have the one thing that Julie did say about public access, public notice, I agree with. If the state's not going to roll us out till Friday, I would like to have a little bit about more public notice and maybe more some public comments. I don't know if that's going to make a big deal of everything. I have no idea. But I think that the city of Wrangell people should have that ability. This was rolled out pretty fast. Also, I have a problem because we have no teeth, okay? We have no way to enforce this. I'm sure our police chief, Tom, is not looking forward to arresting a whole bunch of people if they say something or don't want to do us. And like you said, they're telling you to F you and I'm going to the bathroom. I mean, we can write all the ordinances we want. If we have no way to enforce them, I don't see the point of making this a great big deal and problem in the city.
Are you suggesting that we put a companion law with it, David, with some type of fine structure?
I don't know. I don't know if that's going to make a I think you're going to think you'd have a lot of lawsuits. That's what I think.
Okay. Anyone else? Patty. Sorry.
And did I hear correctly that the attorney did draft this ordinance for us?
Yes.
Yes, that's correct.
Juno also is reviewing a similar ordinance currently, and that they're taking up again, I think tonight or tomorrow night. And we took part of some of that draft as well and sent it to the attorney. Maya?
No.
Oh, sorry, Patty, do you have a follow-up?
No, that's okay. I'll wait.
Okay, Maya?
Okay, and she took mine with the fact that the lawyer